This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking to a man who needs no introduction, Ron Allred. You all know his name. And with him is Judy Haas, an internationally renowned artist and major supporter of Telluride's AHA School for the Art. Together, they've collaborated on a piece called Preserving the Jewel in support of the upcoming AHA auction on Friday, July 19th. Ron and Judy, thanks so much for joining me.
We're happy to be here.
Yeah.
So, Ron, let's lead with you. To lend some perspective to your artistic creation, Preserving the Jewel, would you describe the region when you first arrived?
Well, it, of course, was as beautiful as it is today. The town was kind of run down because the mining community had had some really tough economic times for the previous 20 years. But the thing that just slammed me in the face and a lot of other locals was that prior to the 70s, there was a lot of upzoning of land around here, primarily with the major landowners in the area, not so much the town itself, but adjacent landowners. And the region, I found out at the time, was zoned for more than 100,000 people.
He guessed.
And yes. And when that became known to other people in the community, we were all alarmed by that. And it was very alarming to me from the standpoint that I felt this was the perfect place to build a small year-round mountain resort and a community. And as I had traveled around the world, I actually went to almost all of the great year-round mountain resort communities in the world, all of those in the five countries in Europe, and all of those in the United States, Canada, even in Japan. And the one thing that I learned that to avoid right away was once you reach a certain point where you're sustainable from an economic standpoint, then there's going to be tremendous pressure from outsiders coming in to grow and grow and grow and grow. And so it was shocking to me to find out that this little community, not the town of Telluride, but the immediately adjacent landowners had zoning that would accommodate over 100,000 people. And I've gone to the county courthouse to reconfirm all this, as well as the town planning department. And yes, that was the case. So what happened was in the late 90s, we formed an ad hoc group of people. There was 15 of us, and five of them were from the government, three from the county and two from the town government, five residents at large, and the five landowners, the five big landowners. And recognizing that on the one hand, we were really lucky to have only five large landowners, so we didn't have to speak to hundreds and hundreds of property owners, we had an opportunity to change this zoning to a level that would not destroy this whole community, the jewel of Telluride. And we met for about a year and a half, twice a month. We didn't agree on very many things, but we finally forged a consensus that we were on the right path, we were doing the right thing, we were talking about the right issues, and that we need to find a way to protect Telluride for the future. And the population at the time, which is over 100,000, as I mentioned, the population last year of Montrose was 20,000. So you're looking at more than five times that was already zoned in this particular Telluride region. And it was back in a time when people could go get those kind of densities and get them locked in and get the governmental approvals. And it wasn't really where any of us wanted this to go. That was our common ground in this committee. So we had to figure out a way to change all that. And we did. And then even though we had no legal authority, our findings were then incorporated into regulations at the county that formed new PUD reserve areas for these landowners, and they got a locked-in density, but it was far less than what they had before. And they all agreed to it. And now the challenge, and we don't have any problem today, in my opinion, that the three governments here can always change things. But I don't have any reason to believe that any of them would. I think once this whole area is built out, which the Mountain Village and El Tesoro and some of these other places are only about maybe 70% built out. The town is almost totally built out, but there's maybe 30 or 40 vacant lots around, but that's not much. And once it's all built out, I think we are going to have to adjust the population of the area so that we're going to have to build more affordable or employee housing. But we don't need to build, more than what we need to sustain the businesses that will be here. Anyway, if you go back and look at all the resorts I looked at, they're many times, they're 10 times larger than they used to be back in the 70s, I mean. So that was what I feel was not only the most important thing that I contributed to, along with these other people in the community, the other community leaders, not just for the 70s, but for all time.
Okay.
And,
so in light of that perspective, and your feelings are clearly impassioned, what was your reaction when Judy Cohn, the director of AHA, first approached you to create a work of art in support of the institution she runs?
Well, I didn't know what to think because I didn't know whether she thought somehow I had some artistic abilities, but I told her I'm not artistic at all. And she just kind of looked at me and smiled. And kept saying, well, no, I think you probably do have some. You just don't know about them. But I still don't think I really have any artistic abilities. But she convinced me that I could help do something that would help the AHA organization to hopefully maybe raise some money. And I just think that's such a wonderful organization, and I've always liked to help organizations in this community and individuals that help make our community better.
Okay. Now, you've had, I think, even months working with Judy Haas, who has generously donated her time. How do you feel about the project now, looking back?
Well, I guess I've always been a little bit of a risk taker. There's not a big risk, but I felt, if they're willing, if if the AHA people and Judy Haas and Judy Kohner think I can do something to help, then I should try. And it basically boiled down to that, that I should try. I've always seems to me that you never know unless you try things, and so that's what I'm doing.
And you feel good about the effort?
Oh, absolutely. I will really feel good if they make some money.
Okay. So
and
Judy.
I won't feel as good if they don't.
Okay.
Off of my effort.
Now I feel I want to ask Judy a question about the whole process, which she has been guiding you through. Did you, Judy, set guidelines for this collaboration? I mean, you were dealing with a man who was a visionary and a businessman. Used to being in control. Did you try to give him a roadmap to make him more comfortable? So how did it work?
No, there wasn't really a roadmap. Ron and Judy Cullen and I met for a couple of mornings in my studio, and we heard Ron's story and his history and his commitment to Telluride, and we wrote down many things about what he wanted to convey to the community, and mostly what we felt, Judy and I felt, that he wanted to convey was the preservation and the beauty of this area of Telluride and how he first viewed it when he drove into the valley for the first time and how we all feel about it when we drive into the valley. It's just a beautiful place. And so through hearing his story, the process evolved into what is now called Preserving the Jewel, which is the name of the piece. And it is Ron's story of what he wanted to achieve when he first came here and what he wants to continue to achieve and give to the future generations that will be living in this area.
Wonderful, wonderful. Ron, did you discover something about yourself through this artistic process that surprised you?
Well, probably, but I can't name any one thing. But if this whole thing works, and by that I mean that the AHA organization gets some funding to help with their organization from this, then I'm pleased. That's basically what I'm trying to do.
Okay. Judy, you've been involved with AHA for a long time, and what you have done, this working with Ron for as long as you have worked with him to bring this project along, obviously is because you support the organization. Why do you think AHA is so important to this community?
Well, I think that the essence of the creative process is to inspire, which really means to breathe in. And I think it is vital for the life and the health of our community, whether it be through the visual arts, music, the physical arts. It's all a part of the art of life. And AHA has certainly contributed to the art of life through the creative process. And also, it's a place where we can cultivate friendships that help to grow the beauty in our community. And this process has been a great happiness for me as well, getting to know Ron and becoming one of his friends. He's a wonderful man, and he's been a joy to work with.
Wonderful. Ron, I'm going to give you the closing bell. So in support of AHA, if you had just a few words to say to your legions of friends, what would you tell them about the upcoming auction and your piece?
Well, I'm going to be telling every one of them that I run into that I want them to get their butt down to this auction on July 19th and help support the organization.
I think that's the goal, and that's the goal for all of us having this conversation. So with that, this has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and it has been a pleasure to speak with Ron Allred and Judy Haas. The piece, Preserving the Jewel, is on in the live auction at the AHA auction on July 19th. So be there, everyone. Support and bid on the piece. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.